Chief of Police of North Platte Police Department is in. Steve Reeves, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Great to have you in. Thanks for taking some time with us. I wanted to bring you in to talk about, I'm sure you've talked about this before on the air, but maybe just a good refresher for people. Is it the Smart 911 program? Is that what it's called?
Smart911.com.
And this is a program that you guys just recently used. I don't know how often it gets utilized in situations like this. Hopefully it doesn't have to ever be used. Obviously sometimes it does, where you had a child that had gone with a man and then gotten taken out of state, and so you sent out information via the Smart 911 program to alert the audience, alert the area on the details of the vehicle and obviously what they look like. And so thankfully that situation ended, in a good way. Those don't always. And so that was well done by you guys. And obviously I'm sure cooperation with Kansas authorities first off. So a shout out to them, right?
It was a good piece of police work by our guys and theirs.
Yeah, very good. But you utilize the Smart 911 program, which is, an alert messaging system that is registered to a cell phone, right?
It can be registered to a landline, it can be registered to a cell phone, but if you don't have a profile at smart911.com, you'll get nothing from us.
Right, and I know in the press release you guys had said that, and so after I'd mentioned that, we had some calls that said, hey, well, I didn't know, I didn't get a notification, and you got to be signed up for it. And so how long have you guys had this program?
We've had the Smart 911, so it's really kind of a two-pronged or two different products that that go together. The Smart 911 was our first product, and it was made, if you call 911 and couldn't talk to us, it would provide us additional information. So if you go to smart911.com, fill out a profile, you can put address information, you can put your household information, what kind of house you have, anything you want to about the people, or if you don't want to, you don't have to. You can put whatever you're comfortable with. Just keep in mind that we see none of this unless you call 911.
Right.
We can't query this database. We can't look to see if you even have a profile. But if you call 911, whatever information you put in that profile will come up on a screen. The second part of that is whatever email, telephone number, whether it's a landline or a mobile, if you register those numbers or maybe even your kids' numbers, or in some cases we have people manage elderly parents' profiles, whatever telephone numbers you have in there, you get a choice of opting into some alerts. You have to opt in to the emergency alerts. We can't just send you them. So if you set up the profile, then we can send out these notifications, these emergency notifications. If you don't have one, you won't get them.
And these are, you know it when you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's going to be some National Weather Service alerts, and some people might get frustrated by those. But when you get one of these that says there's a child that's been taken out of town and we need to, if you think about that, I've always thought that with the Amber Alert system, what a great system it is, because it instantly gets a car description, a plate to, if everybody gets it, it's almost hard to think you would not catch that car because somebody's driving by that car all the time.
Yep, this is the only way that we can get information out to all of our service area, which is all of Lincoln County and the city of Gothenburg. That's what our 911 center is responsible for.
Okay.
So anybody in those service areas need a Smart 911 profile if they want to get the emergency notifications from us.
And again, people are probably hesitant to sign up for something to, put your information out there, but this only is given to you guys. So I was just thinking, if a situation where, I had a situation, I think, last year where somebody hit my car in my, on the street by my house and I wasn't home. Somehow they got my cell phone, but that's not even, they wouldn't even be able to get it from that situation because I didn't call 911, right?
Correct.
Okay. But which is a good, safe way to have your information. That's about the only time you'd want, all that information to be given out. You obviously, but I'm sure that expedites the process for 911 operators and for the police. If something does happen, they've got all your information, where you're at, and whatever you've provided.
And keep in mind, it's not just a police response. It could be fire and rescue as well.
Right.
So we have, medications. Maybe you got a serious medical condition. You want to let us know about oxygen in the house, things of that nature. We have that in front of us when your phone calls 911.
That speeds up. That can save lives right there. So smart911.com to sign up.
Yep. Or there's an app.
Okay. And get signed up for those notifications. And I don't know. Was this at all impactful in this situation last week or?
I don't know if it was particularly impactful in this one, but we've had three recently. We had an autistic child leave his home. Then we had someone with dementia leave when it was really, really cold.
Yeah.
And so we used it for that, and it worked out well for both of those. So,
very good.
We try.
It's not something you want to push send on. I mean, because you don't want to have that situation in the first place. But it's a great resource. So smart911.com or get the app. Sign up for the notifications. And that way you're well informed in our area when things like this happen. Because, again, I mean, if everybody gets that information instantly, especially if they're somebody's driving in a car, I would think it'd be almost... If everybody truly gets it on, and again, it's loud enough, you're going to know it while you're driving. You see that plate, you can look up and see if you can find that plate around you. Somebody's going to see it.
It's a force multiplier for us. Instead of having seven or eight officers on the street, we can have the whole community look.
Absolutely. All right. Very good. Steve Reeves here with us. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you. Appreciate this and all the hard work Norpod Police Department does in our community. Smart911.com or get the app again. And thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.